Podtacular episode 168, Customs and Creations, for the week of November 9th, 2008.
There is no such thing as too many grenades.
Welcome to Podtacular, the unofficial Halo Universe podcast. You're about to hear what the Halo Nation had to say about this week's topic at Podtacular.com to help you dominate at Halo. So strap on your Spartan armor. Because it's time to finish the fight.
It's come down to just you and me. A battle will decide our destiny. My fears are dead, my family is hers. I'm on the ground, no, I'm on the ground.
Hello everyone, welcome back to another episode of Podtacular. I am your host, Deathstorm.
Well, I'm Cricket Boy.
I'm Dear Lewis.
Hi, Lewis.
No, that is not G. Lewis. G. Lewis is not here today. He's having internet issues. Apparently, where he is right now, they have their whole block has no power. Therefore, no internets. So G. Lewis is unfortunately not going to be with us today either. So
it's down. No.
Yeah, but he said, he told me specifically that he would make it up by being here, no doubt, next week. So we shall see him next week. So hopefully in prime condition, since he has been, will have been off
working
for
out
almost a month. So he should be prepped and ready to go when he gets back, I would assume. So, this week, we were supposed to have Little Kook on, and he didn't make it, so we're just kind of going it alone, Crypto and I.
Yeah.
So, we're gonna try our best to fill in all the little gaps that would normally be filled by guest host and G. Lewis. So, the podcast will probably be a little short today. And then we'll try to make it up with the Tales from the Foxhole and the Collins. So,
yeah.
We wanted to touch a little bit on the new Xbox experience that comes out in a week and a half.
Yeah. It looks nice and shiny.
The update everyone is, I would say, looking forward to. I'm kind of looking forward to it. Definitely gives a new feel to the Xbox, aside from the when you have each panel with the one it is right now, to actually taking up the full screen and you just have basically a scroll down menu.
Yeah.
So I don't know, I like that. It looks really shiny.
It looks a lot nicer.
Yeah, it's very clean, and I'm actually surprised at what they could do to transform it, especially with the hardware that they currently have for it. So,
I'm not sure about Avatar, though.
Mm. The Avatar thing looks okay to me.
It's just, they're going down the Wii road, and it's annoying. But
right.
It's alright. It looks good, but they're just jumping on the bandwagon, I guess.
Right. Well, I mean, it's... You, one thing works, and then everyone else is just going to take the idea anyway.
Yeah.
So, but, I mean, are you looking forward to using the avatars? Because I know, I'm sure there's some of those...
I don't think I'm going to use it. Some people will, but it's not really for me, because... Yeah.
I mean, I only see me just, like, setting it up once and maybe not using it that much again. What I'm really interested in, though, is... Like, you know how the Wii characters that you make for the Wii can be, like, displayed in all the Wii games?
Yeah, used in the crowds and things, yeah.
Yeah, I'm wondering if some future Xbox games will possibly have that capability, like it has for the Wii right now.
Yeah. Probably.
So, I don't know, maybe another thing for XNA... game developers to tag on if that's an option, but that's coming from a programming and gaming standpoint, but as far as the avatars go, I mean, it's a nice addition, but I think it's a little overrated for the Xbox.
Yeah. I suppose people will use it, some younger people maybe, but...
Right.
I don't think it targets, like, the older audience at all.
So what do you think about the Netflix thing being added in there?
I don't really rent movies, but I suppose it's good. It's good that they've got them on board. Yeah.
The only thing I'm thinking about is the streaming capabilities between standard and high definition. Like what the requirements are for downstreaming all that.
Pretty high, so. I'm guessing, for the HD ones.
Right.
Unless it like pre-buffers it, which I don't think it will do.
Yeah. So it would just be interesting. And then the other thing that I find, I guess, as the other substantial thing for the new Xbox update is the party. The ability to create parties. Yeah. For some reason, I mean, I see that as a practical purpose to, like, maybe, I don't know, it doesn't seem too useful to me.
Maybe for pre-game, before you go into a game, like get everybody into a party and talk about what you want to do or whatever.
I guess.
I suppose it could be used for that, but pre-game lobbies are always good as well. So.
Right. Well,
it's
I mean,
just more interactive, I guess. That's what they're going for.
True. I don't know. It just seems the party thing seems like the makeup for kind of like the clan thing from Halo 2.
Yeah.
Kind of. So, I don't know. I guess it's just something I'm going to have to see for myself when it comes out in the week and a half.
October 19th?
Yeah. But no, November. November 19th. November. Yeah, October's gone.
Time. Download it.
Yeah.
Yeah. November. So. Whatever. Christmas. Yay.
Yeah. It does look a lot more shiny, though.
Oh, I like shiny things.
So. Yep. Well, as far as submissions go, we had very few this week. I don't know what happened, guys. So.
Week.
We're kind of, I mean, I know I got the front page post out a little late, but I mean, we've repeated the rotation many a times, and we were expecting a few more submissions, but I guess it'll give us enough, or give Crypto enough time to read through these long ones.
Yeah.
So without further ado, we're going to go ahead.
Without
and,
what?
Further to do.
Further
to do. We're going to go ahead and go on to the customs and creation submissions that we have for
my
this
spatula.
Week. With Sorry. Yes, with Crypto spatula in hand.
It's good. Listen. Spatula.
Yes, the clanking of metal. Very nice.
Nice spatula.
Okay. And we've also decided for, since we don't have many submissions and for time filler, we're going to try to say or read out all of these in different accents. So we may stumble along the way.
Little particular.
And if you don't understand something, just look it up in the show notes and it'll probably make more sense. So this is our way of trying to brighten up the situation. So the first one we have here is from Fungus Oz. Crypto, you want me to take that one or?
Yeah.
Okay.
So why don't you read in a British accent and then I read yours in an American accent?
A British accent? I'll try a British accent. Okay, so Fungus Oz. Fungus Oz writes in, "Hey, Podtacular, this is Fungus Oz writing in for a third time in a row." What the feat? Anyways, I was on my customs. This is an extreme tactical. This is a game type that was intended to put a bit of tactics into the Halo customs community, but it failed miserably, as many players are still struggling to grasp the concept. I'm turning into Count Dracula.
It sounds like a gay German.
I'll just keep on doing my Count Dracula. But when you play with some people who actually know what, actually know how to make it a fun game, it can be awesome. It was a Team Slayer game where everyone on each team starts with 4x overshields that do not recharge and a pistol. They also have 1 life. They must work their way around the map to find their weapons, then dash to cover and fire with their team. This goes with the map called Extreme Tactical. This map has each team starting on either tip of a giant U that's in Foundry and it's shaped like... Wait, what? The map... Okay, I need to read this plainly so I know what the heck's going on. The map has each team starting on either tip of a giant U that Foundry is shaped like. Oh, okay, so it's in Foundry and it's in those back corners. Okay, so back to my Count Dracula. Count Dracula. That's the only thing I can think of. Count Dracula. Anyway, outside each base is a crate with a shotty and a human turret on it. In the middle of the map, there are 4 sets of stairs leading up to a single box with a flamethrower on a very important weapon holder. This is a crucial offensive weapon if this map has a short burst can strip you of almost all your shields. There is a wall at the back of the map that has a sniper and a rocket launcher behind it. In the corner of each of the stairs, there are flares and special assault rifles. And on each side of the map, there are sniper towers. There are many more bits of the map that I could discuss at length, but I figured that if you really wanted to check out this map in game, you will go to my file share. My gamer tag is also Fungus Oz. That's a space between the word fungus and Oz. A shout out to everyone who has contributed to Podtacular's return, especially Duststorm, CryptoFlix, and G. Lewis. Keep on stealing kills from Banhammer Welding Bungie employees by fragging the trucks that are full of illegal boosters and hackers.
Count Spatula.
Yeah! Count Spatula. I'm going to sell to Greece.
Oh wow, I love Count Spatula.
Oh, this is going to be interesting.
Okay, I'm sure my Xbox was red ringing then. Whoa, I'm hallucinating, I'm sure. My Xbox isn't even turned on.
Yeah, then you're hallucinating.
That was strange. I looked at my Xbox. Oh, whatever.
No!
So that's
no! Oh, boy.
Okay, dude, let's go. Orin62. Hey, yep. Podtacular, this is Orin62 again. I have a great minigame and custom for you.
Oh, is that your God, best Western amazing. Accent?
It's my East Western. Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. All right. I can't do accents. Let me
yes, you can. Try the one you were doing 2 weeks ago.
All right, mate. Now, what was it? I can't remember.
It was the...
All right.
Yeah, that one.
The custom... No, it's not going to work. All right, the custom game... No!
You can do it!
Wait.
I did it.
Hello, comrade. The custom game called Paintball. Yeah, I get it. It speaks like this, and we go, yay. Okay. But the game is called Paintball. Paintball, even. In Paintball, I set the damage to max and the shields to the lowest. So you get one hit and one kill. Everybody starts with plasma pistols and various weapons located around the map, including plasma rifles and carbines. The cool part about Shadowland is the fact that you respawn. You are granted a short 5-second invincibility from all weapons, which is nice, I guess. Yes, nice. To obviously prevent spawn camping. Scotty set to unlimited, and there is 5 minutes per round.
So I'm guessing Shadowland is the map this is played on?
Yes. Okay. I'm not sure what map it is. He didn't say.
Okay.
Okay. Now for the map. Oh, here he says.
Oh, okay. I see.
Ah, preempted. Okay. Now for the map. When you spawn, you should be either in one of the bunkers. They are perfectly identical. With a teleporter near you, inside the bunker, there are two extra plasma pistols, and a plasma rifle. When you walk through the teleporter, you're going to notice the map is huge, however. Number one, Fence Wall Room, a floating room that is made out of fences and walls. It has a carbine on the right-hand side when you go in, and through the back you can see a teleporter that sends you to the sniper tower. Two, a sniper tower with a teleporter right at the back going... I dropped my spatula!
No, the spatula! Spatula down!
Two, I'll start the run again. The odd sniper tower with a teleporter right at the back going... you're going to have to be careful. There is a barrier for cover in the carbine next to it. Number three, underground bunker. In the underground bunker, there is a variety of weapons to your disposal. So try and get there as soon as you spawn for domination. Also, if you go up to the bridge nearby where there is an active camo spawn, set never to respawn until the next round. Ooh. You will notice yourself spawning near the back area, near the dumpster, and near the hallway. With all the open doors due to the mass chaos, however... If you spawn in the middle of the battle, don't forget that you have a 5-second invincibility.
Invincibility?
Change accents. Oh my god.
Stay focused!
Stay focused, comrade!
My custom again. Sorry for a long submission. I just wanted to tell everyone in particular about my map. You didn't expect it in this voyage, so did you?
Ha ha ha!
It's in my file share, and my gamertag is Oran V3. Shout out to Sent007 for giving me the spare beta code for COD World at War. Keep on spanking one-eyed purple-bellied squirrels wearing gainers on and shooting special arrivals at noobs, shouting Vito!
Oh my god, Vito! Vito! I demand a recount!
God. Oh my god, I hate high ground, Vito!
Sorry. High ground's a good map.
First one that popped into my head.
maybe because we had high ground last week.
Yeah. And I haven't played Halo in
with
like
Logan Payne!
Payne!
Logan Spatula Payne.
What?
Okay. Yes.
Logan the cheese grater pain.
What is worse than Logan? A Logan wielding a spatula.
And
dude, it's worse than a sword.
God.
With Logan's wielding a spatula, it's like he can do damage to all the players on the map at once.
Spatula!
See? It's deafening. That's the damage that it's deafening.
I can't believe we're talking about spatulas.
Oh, boy. Spatula.
Osmosis in spatulas. That'd be a good subject. And how it'd work.
How it... Yeah. Okay. I don't know. It kind of seemed like it would work kind of like the hammer, I guess. Except it has a wide range. It's so loud that... Yeah. It bursts your eardrums. Okay, so next is Uzumaki 15. Let's see, what accent should I use?
You need to sing it.
Hey, Partacular. I'm gonna spare the listeners of that.
I'll veto that.
Yeah, I'll veto it as well. So it's a unanimous veto that I'm not singing the submission. Potacular, you better thank me.
Oh, say what you say. Sorry.
Okay. Let's see. I'll do the hillbilly accent.
Hillbilly.
I'm a hillbilly! Yeah, we'll do it.
Hey, Partacular.
Okay. Hey, Poddeck the Uzu here with another new custom gaming map. Now let's go back in time to episode 131 and Submitter entered a little game type invoking spike grenades in a small to medium-sized arena. Today, I revived said game type. Yes, Spike Ball is back and better than ever in a newly updated arena and game type. Players spawn with magnums or PPs, still undecided. That's plasma pistols.
Plasma pistols.
Anyway, and in the center of the map foundry, there are several spike grenades. This axe is killing my voice. Back to the hillbilly! The object, like last time, is to stick your opponents before they stick you. With one life per round, 500% damage resistance, and no shields, first five wins. And the only points you get are from sticks. This is the new spike ball. The game is still in the works. I need testers to finalize my game type before I can put it in my file share. If you want to help me, send a message or post it in the forums thread about the game title Spikeball Evolved. Finally, shoutouts to Asian Dude, Soul Shadow Dude, and Tokyo in America. Keep on fragging trucks.
Keep on fragging those trucks.
Keep on fragging the trucks. I got my truck in the backyard and it got fragged by a bunch of teenagers. I couldn't believe my very eyes.
Okay.
It's like they came out of nowhere with their frag grenades and their plasma rifles.
Their special assault rifles.
It didn't stand a chance. It exploded into tiny bits. And it was no more. And it never respawned.
No.
Rest in peace, truck. You will not be forgotten. Okay. I think we need a sanity test here.
Dustin's actually on drugs.
No, I'm not.
Nor will I ever be.
Denial.
Okay. I might feel a little loopy, but I'm not on drugs.
I'm not on damn near drugs.
Hey, I'm not on drugs.
Okay.
Hey, what just came out of my mouth?
Oh my god.
Is that vomit?
No, it's a hamster.
It's a hamster? Oh, I have a new pet! I think I'll name him Spammy! Spatula, come here, Spatula! Oh, you're all slimy, you need a bath. Okay, let's hit the next one.
Stall me, please. Right, what accent am I using here? I don't know. Edit. Did I think of one?
How devil about voice?
What?
It's like, stall me, please.
I will die by the third letter. Hey, I can't even go that deep with my voice.
Hey, guys!
No, that's too high.
Oh, come on. Pick something.
That's what she said. Oh, my God!
Okay.
Muppets?
Muppets? Muppets, let's go.
That would be great. Wait.
Hey. White. White, dude, white. Oh my god. What?
If you want to use that accent, or I have an idea if you want to, like, try alternating words.
Yeah. Alternating words. Oh my god.
Alternating words? Okay, yeah. Let's try it. Let's see how well it goes. This is a first for Podtacular, so if we mess this up, don't blame us. Well, you can blame us, but don't blame us.
Disclaimer, don't blame me.
Yeah. Okay. Okay. So Stommy Plea writes in, hey.
Hey.
Oh, shit. No, we read different words. You start.
Hey.
Guys.
It's.
Stommy, please.
And.
I'm.
I am.
Here.
With.
A.
Cool.
Map.
To.
Show.
You.
It's.
Called.
Checkpoints.
And.
It's.
On.
Avalanche.
Woohoo!
So far, so good. First sentence down.
It's.
Is.
A.
Zombie.
Based.
Map.
Where.
The.
Zombies.
Are.
Visible.
And
app
grab
apps.
The humans.
Microsoft sound voice. Humans
start
with
the
special
assault rifle.
Humans
need
to
get
around
the
map
by
foot
or
mongoose
to
the
5 towers
or
checkpoints
filled
with
potatoes.
Potatoes!
Ammo, even.
Okay. And
a
place
to
hide
from
zombies.
Bachelors. Jesus.
Zombies.
I
played with
my
friends. It
is
a map. The
zombies.
One. As
much
as humans
dead. Yeah.
we're two sentences away from the end.
The?
No, notice we left the shortest submissions to do this for. Okay.
The
game
mode
is
race.
And
well,
map
is
checkpoints.
It
should
be
on
my
file share
shortly.
Keep
on
fragging
yogurt
in a bad way and
Brits
in a good way.
In a good way. Stall me out.
Out. And now for Microsoft Sam's interpretation of Stall Me Please.
Hey guys, it's Stelma Police and I am here with a cool map to show to you. It's called Checkpoints and it's on Avalanche. It is a zombie-based map where the zombies are invisible and have grot hammers. The humans start with the special AR. Humans need to get around the map by foot or mongoose to the 5 tall towers or checkpoints filled with ammo and a place to hide from zombies. I played it with my friends and it is a fun map and the zombies won, just as much as the humans did. The game mode is life race and the map is checkpoints. It should be on my file share shortly. Keep on fragging yogurt, in a bad way, and Brits, in a good way. Stelma out.
Okay. So aside from the the crazy raid of the submissions, that's all we had for this week. So thanks to the four guys for sending stuff in and making this episode even more funny than it was supposed to be originally. So without further ado, we're going to go ahead and wrap this up. Since we don't have any more submissions and we don't feel loved as much anymore, we expect a big turnout for next week, hopefully. Yes? Yes?
They may take our lives, but they will never take my spatula.
You'd save the spatula! God save the spatula! This podcast has been brought to you by spatulas.
Cheese graters.
And cheese graters. Oh, the cheese graters.
Best invention ever.
Ever. With caps. All caps.
With exclamation marks and things.
Okay. Send in your comments, etc. to podtacular@gmail.com. No hate mail, please. We depend on your submissions to keep the show going. Especially this one. Oh boy. If Fumo and JBB were to hear this, they would probably kill us. Probably on Halo, not in real life. Anyway, keep an eye on podtacular.com for an invitation to send stuff in for next week's show, and I'll do better on getting the post out earlier than I did last week, so.
You will you?
Yes, I will.
You can.
We should have done a Yoda accent.
Okay.
Yoda. I can't do Yoda. That's another question.
Yo.
I love that song.
My Yoda. Okay.
You can call our listener voicemail at 206-888-HALO and leave a Halo-related message. We play these back regularly on the Collins and Tales from the Foxhole show.
Be sure to check us out at podtacular.com. And while you're there, check out the forums. There are lots of events, projects, and ways to make friends and play Halo with cool people.
Woohoo!
Yeah, yeah.
Thanks to all the people that contribute to Podtacular, whether it's working in the community or the site, contributing to our PayPal to help out with hosting bill, digging the podcast on dig.com, or subscribing to the show, reviewing us on iTunes. We couldn't do it without you.
Or, we're going to add something to this now, or following us on Twitter.
Ooh, Twitter! Yeah.
Yeah. So we're gonna add that into the wrap up right there.
Just sweat it in there.
Yeah, just sneak it under the door and put it in there. No one will ever know.
I know the U.S. patent number for a spatula. How cool is that?
Really?
718-2377. Google. Yeah. Kitchen spatula with offset handle.
This show was brought to you by the patent number of spatulas. Okay. Check out the other shows on the Gamercast Network, Gamertag Radio, Uncle Gamer, Sarcastic Gamer, Achievement Junkie, the GCN Video Game Show, and JVB's show, Post Game Report at TalkingAboutGames.com.
TalkingAboutSpatulas.com, it should be.
We should go make a site now that's talking about spatulas.com.
Buy domain.
$10 a year? Sold! Talking about spatulas. I wonder what... It'd probably just be a blog about spatulas.
That would be... 36 of the Spatula Adventures.
With special guest, Little Kook. Oh, boy. Okay. Well, without further ado, I'm Deathstorm.
All right, CryptoFlix.
And we'll see you guys next week for the Tales from the Foxhole and Collins show. So, until then, keep on fragging trucks and beating others with spatulas.
And grating people with cheese. That came out wrong. Anyway.
There's only one thing left to say.
What would we want to ramble about? I mean, I know there's
cheese graters.
Cheese graters? Are you serious? I found that funny.
Well, that funny?
For some reason. It's like just random. Cheese graters?
I have a huge spatula on my desk. I don't know what I'm doing, but it's amazing.
So you have a spatula on your desk and we're talking about cheese graters. Is this the Food Network?
Yep, it's fine.
Podtacular, the end of the official food podcast.
Oh, wow, what spatula is this?
Wow. Get with the program. It's not that hard.
123.54.com. Spectacular, the Elevated Halo Universe Podcast.
Elevation Halo Universe Podcast.
Mexican edition.
I don't even know how to say it in Spanish. Google Translate.
Botecla.
I'm doing it.
That'd be amazing.
Potecler, a Universal Halo No Official Podcast.
Say it in as many different languages as possible. I'll cover 20 minutes.
French? Particular Universal Halo Officier Podcast. Hebrew.
Yeah, Hebrew.
Oh crap, it has the funky characters. No freaking way. Italiano. Particular Universal di Halo Non Official Podcast.
Non Official Podcast.
Non Official. Non Official.
Italian.
I don't know my Italian accent. He doesn't have an Italian accent.
Why am I even reading about spatulas on the screen?
I don't know. Because you're weird like that? I don't know.
Also known as a turner or a flipper.
A what?
A spatula, also known as a turner or a flipper, and fish slice in British English. I've never heard it called that at all.
A fish slice.
A fish slice.
Fish slice. I'm gonna slice the fish with my spatula turn flipper. Yes.
Relation utensils.
So we should have done a pirate accent too. That would have been nice.
Why are we hunting? Shellfish scraper is a specialized utensil used for removing meat from cooked shellfish. What? Shellfish scraper. Wait, Artie. It contains a stainless steel rod about 10 inches in length and a blunt tip at the one and a forked tip at the other.
You do that really well.
I am God.
Discover the website that brings you all these great episodes and headlines at GamerCastNetwork.com.